Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
Welcome back. It's Christy McVeigh with Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Michael Salzman is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Michael is a research fellow for the Employment Policies Institute. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Michael, give us yours, please.
People can go to minimumwage.com.
All right, so check that out. Michael is an expert in that very topic, which is what we're going to talk about right now. Michael, the nationally, from a federal standpoint, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, the feds are, there's not a lot of fervor for minimum wage right now, but there still is a lot going out on across out in the precincts, out in the hustings, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. I mean, I think people people would have had a hard time this summer, you know, if they pick up a newspaper or turn on the local news, missing all the sort of the fast food strikes and walkouts that were happening. You know, we had a couple of them this summer, and the second one was a pretty big national event. I think it happened in over 50 major cities. And really what this is, you know, groups like the SEIU that have decided to take their message directly to the public.
The SEIU is a cancer on the marketplace, as far as I'm concerned. It's a horrible, horrible organization. It is an anarchist organization that I believe is really an ugly, ugly entity.
Well, they certainly don't care a lot about facts or the laws of economics.
Exactly, that's my point. That's my point.
I think really what they've been out there pushing for, you know, what they do is here's their method. They take a couple of disgruntled employees, and then they throw in a bunch of union organizers, and they make it look like these protests are actually sort of a grassroots event. Well, really, it's not a grassroots event at all.
Right.
It's very highly coordinated. But they're calling for a $15 minimum wage. And you don't have to have a degree in economics to look at a, you know, look at basically an income statement or a profit and loss statement of a you know, fast food restaurant.
If you want to pay $6 for a McDonald's hamburger, not the fancy one, I'm talking about a plain, okay, we're going to let you have pickle and onion and mustard and ketchup. And a bun of meat, that's what you get. If you want to pay $6 for that, then if you're willing to do that, that's okay with you. And then everything else is priced proportionally, then these people might be able to have a $15 an hour raise.
Sure.
I know a lot of small business owners who would like to make $50 an hour, Michael.
I think there was a lot. I mean, $15 an hour is traditionally not thought of as an entry-level wage. I mean,
right.
It's far above that. But you hit the nail on the head there, right? I mean, you know, you either are going to see the end of the dollar menu, and you're already seeing that. I mean, it was just yesterday, I think, you know, McDonald's announced that they're transitioning the dollar menu to the dollar and more menu.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already seeing that, but you either have that, or you have, you know, McDonald's is going to go the way that European McDonald's have already gone. You know, you don't, in a European McDonald's anymore, you don't place your order with a person.
Right.
You place it on a computer.
You go to a kiosk. Well, see, this is what's interesting about minimum wage, and I've talked about this on the show with you, with your colleague, Mr. Berman, and I've talked about it by myself, and that is that 30 years ago, Michael, before you were in this business, I was dealing with minimum wage and minimum wage increases, and it was such an issue in those days that it actually was an inflationary step. Whenever minimum wage was increased, it actually contributed to inflation. And and employees, it was rough on employers because everybody's pay was raised. Not just the minimum wage people, but the other people above them, because now the relationship got all skewed out, right, between the two prices. Well, today, employers have choices, right? We can buy technology. We can do other things. And so raising minimum wage actually just winds up hurting more than ever before. It always hurt the people they wanted to help. But with technology like it is today, it's actually hurting those people more than ever. What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, you know, I get asked the question. In fact, I was just talking to a reporter yesterday. I get asked this question a lot. Well, hey, you know, if we're putting more money in people's hands, it's got to be good for the local economy, right? And it's sort of people are leaving out the other side of that equation, which is that the money has to come from somewhere.
That's right.
I mean, if we're just trying to stimulate the local economy, then, you know, $10 an hour looks pretty cheap. Even 15 does. I mean, you know, we need
why
to
let's make it 35. Why don't we make it 50 an hour? If we're talking monopoly money, let's just make it 50 an hour. You know, one of the classic. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had something else to say.
No, you know what? I was just at some point we're going to be sitting there and we're going to be looking at higher prices, or we're going to be wondering why, you know, there's no jobs in the restaurant industry anymore,
right.
And unions are going to find someone else to blame. But we need to remember these moments because they're the ones who are going to be responsible for this. They're the ones who should be left. You know.
And Michael, we've already seen this movie. We know how it ends. It's called Detroit, the City.
Yeah, having grown up just outside the city, I'll tell you, it's sad to see what's happened there, and it's a great example of bad management and higher labor costs, and then trying to raise taxes, to offset losses in revenue and drive even more people away.
But it all comes back to what you said a minute ago, and that is the operative word in this whole debate, this whole issue. Where is the money going to come from? It does not. The marketplace, the Fed can print money from thin air, but the marketplace can't. A small business
right.
can't. McDonald's can't. Michael, I need your website again, please.
Minimumwage.com, and if they want our more general stuff, epionline.org.
President Obama has been very quiet about minimum wage in the last year or so. I'm wondering why, and I'm going to ask Michael what the federal issue, what he thinks is going to be coming from the federal folks with regard to minimum wage. After these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. You don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.